Well, good morning. You know, it seems like this time of year, especially down in the South, we can't really decide what kind of weather we're going to have. Is it going to be cold? Is it going to be warm? Whatever. And that really wreaks havoc on the voice or whatever. So I couldn't hardly sing this morning, so hopefully the Lord will be with me this morning to try to bring something for you this morning. But please be in prayer for me. In Galatians chapter 6, I want to read verse 10. Galatians chapter 6, verse 10 says, Paul's writing here, and he says, as we have, therefore, opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto who are the household of faith. Now he says, as we have, therefore, opportunity. Too often times people are just like, well, you know, if I have a chance or if I get an opportunity to do this, I'll try to do that. Listen, unless we are isolated on a deserted island, we're going to be around people, right? We're going to encounter somebody. We have opportunity. And he says, as we have, therefore, opportunity, let us do good unto all men. What was one of the things that Jesus said when he came here? He said, a new commandment I give unto you. What was that new commandment? What was that new thing that he came preaching? That you would have love one to another. That you would love your neighbor as yourself. You would have that. You would show forth that. We call that charity. You know, he said above all, in Paul's writing, he said above all these things. He's talking about these things that we need to be taking off and putting on. He says above all these, put on charity. And that's that love in action, having that love showing forth one to another. So Paul's writing here, he says, as we have therefore opportunity, and we have opportunities all the time. It doesn't matter. You know, and it doesn't cost anything to be nice. Right. It really doesn't. You know, what if everybody that you came in contact with would be practicing these things? If everybody you ever came in contact with would be practicing these things, doing good unto all men, showing forth charity, showing forth that love one to another, loving thy neighbor as thyself. Boy, I tell you, that would be a heaven on earth, wouldn't it? If everybody you came in contact with would have that mindset. But we live in the real world, right? We live in this fallen world. Not everybody's going to do that. And that's one of the reasons Paul's right here. He says, and it's let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are in the household of faith. Let us not try to get too bogged down in some of these things that make us angry in this life. Sometimes things go wrong. Sometimes we meet people that kind of put a spur in your saddle, if you will. And they just really turn you the wrong way. But don't bring that in here, especially when we're coming and meeting together in the household of faith. He says, do good unto all men, especially those that are in the household of faith, especially those that are loved ones that are around you. In Colossians chapter 3, it seems like this subject has been on my mind quite a bit here lately. In Colossians chapter 3, in verse 8, Paul says, but now ye also put off these anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communications out of your mouth. These things, he lists a few things, these things we need to be putting off. You know, and he starts off this Colossians chapter 3 and verse 1. He says, if ye then be risen with Christ, right? So because we're risen with Christ, because we're among him, because we are risen with him, he says, now put off these things. And the number one thing is anger. What's the problem? So what? I get angry with somebody. What's the problem here, right? Well, one thing is, if we're going to, as we read over in Galatians, if we're going to do good unto all men, how can we do good unto all men if we're just angry all the time? It's like, well, I'm not angry all the time, just some of the time. I get that. I get angry some of the time. You don't have to say anything, Sarah. She knows. But sometimes that anger, what happens when you hold on to things, it can fester up. And sometimes that anger will turn into wrath. Sometimes that wrath can turn into malice. And when we are so far removed, we're not focusing on doing good anymore. We're not focusing on the Lord Christ. We're not focusing on where we need to be. Our mind is on the things that we're angry on. And what can that happen? If we go back to Galatians, we're not going to be doing good unto all men. We can be bitter. We can be angry towards somebody. And I tell you, when you're carrying some anger around, sometimes even the loved ones that you have close by, you can lash out. You can say things in anger that you really wouldn't say otherwise. And I tell you, it could put a strain on relationships. It could put strain on your families. So we need to be focusing on putting these things off. You know, tomorrow is a new year. People are going to talk about all the time about the New Year's resolutions. What I'm going to do, what I'm going to change in the new world, in the new year. Well, how about now? Let's start now and try to change these things and try to put some of these things off. Stop getting so angry about things. You know, the verse that says that vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I will repay. The Lord will repay it. The vengeance is His. You know, growing up, you know, me and my brothers or whatever, you know, we'd get into a little scuffle or whatever. If he wanted to hit me, I'd probably want to hit him back. That's how it is, right? Somebody gets me, I'm going to get you back. Well, if we're focusing on putting these things off and working on that word that none of us really like, right? Forgiveness. Ugh. Nobody likes that word. But we sure like to think about that forgiveness when we think about the finished work of Christ. How much has God forgiven us? Too often times in our life, we're not exercising ourselves in that forgiveness. Which kind of brings me to my next point about the new year. A lot of times people be talking about exercising and you're wanting to live better and live healthier and stuff like that, which is a good, noble cause. But in 1 Timothy chapter 4, Paul's writing to Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7, it says, "But refuse profane and old wives' fables and exercise thyself rather unto godliness." He says, "For bodily exercise profiteth little." Now, Paul's not, you know, being down on exercise. That says profiteth little. It means for a little while. You know, there's only a short time in your life where that's going to be a good thing for you. Because, let's just face it, we get older, things happen, it profiteth for a little. He says, "For bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things." Profitable unto all things. Every aspect of your life, godliness will be profitable for it. Why would you say it's for every aspect of my life, godliness will be profitable for all? Well, let's think about this. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, the Lord Himself, Jesus Christ, said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness." Why? "And all these things shall be added unto you." Seeking Him first, putting a priority on focusing on Christ. Seeking those things which are above and having our focus on Christ and exercising ourselves unto godliness. That's putting off those bad things. Exercising ourselves into godliness so we can do good unto all men. Well, doing good unto all men is doing some of those good works. And one of the things about doing those good works is we're showing forth the good works. So why? So people can see those good works. So they can glorify our Father which is in heaven. You remember Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. "Let your light so shine before men so they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." You're not doing those good works so somebody gives you a pat on the back. If that's what you're doing for, then the pat on the back you receive, that's your reward. No, we need to be doing good unto all men, not expecting anything in return. Because we're supposed to be letting our light so shine before men. We're supposed to be that good example. You know, here lately, you can't hardly go anywhere without seeing some social media influencers or whatever. You know, people are talking all the time looking at these social media influencers. Well, guess what? God called us to be influencers before we even had social media. Y'all, we have called us to be an influence in this world. So let your light so shine before men. Because if we're doing good unto all, and not expecting anything in return, that's going to stand out. Like he said, a city that is set upon a hill cannot be hid. It's too bright. Can't hide it. And when we're doing good unto all men, trying to live that godly life, trying to exercising ourselves unto godliness, it's going to show. It's going to show. So we need to get our mind right and get ready for the new year by exercising ourselves unto godliness. Now, if you're planning on going to exercise bodily, hey, that's great. I'm not downing that at all, right? That's good. But exercise unto godliness, because it's profitable unto all things. And somewhere else in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, talking about being profitable in your life. Paul writes to Timothy in 2 Timothy 3:16, says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that, verse 17, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. So we want to know how to do these good works, how to exercise ourselves into godliness. Paul tells Timothy and writes on to us, all scripture in God's word, this is where you'll find the instructions in righteousness. This is where you'll find the instructions to exercise ourselves unto godliness. And how we'll be thoroughly furnished, thoroughly furnished. It's everything you need. It's in God's word unto do these good works. And lastly, some people say, well, I thought you were Primitive Baptist. You don't believe in works. Yeah, we don't believe in works and getting to heaven. But there's plenty of works to be done, right? Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. We have been commanded, a new commandment I give unto you, that you have love one to another, showing it, showing forth that love, letting our light so shine, exercise ourselves unto godliness. And these steps on taking, on doing good works, he says, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. If we're created in Christ Jesus unto these good works, let us exercise ourselves unto godliness. Let's put off the old man, put on the new. Live like we are one of his. And show forth and do good unto all men, especially those in the household of faith. I tell you, it seems like our churches keep getting smaller and smaller and smaller. If we bite and devour ourselves, we'll be nothing. Especially the household of faith. We need to be showing forth. And this is a good time, because it's a new year tomorrow. Good time to be starting this. Exercise ourselves unto godliness and do good unto all men. May the Lord bless you.
Amen.